In America, during the Second Great Awakening, a theological shift occurred from a God-centered gospel to a man-centered gospel. The two figureheads of the Second Great Awakening were Charles Finney and Azahel Nettleton. Nettleton defended the gospel of the New England Fathers, which was God-centered and was so mightily used in times of revival under men like Edwards, Whitfield, and Nettleton. Charles Finney introduced new measures which debased the old gospel by denying original sin and taking salvation out of the hands of God and placing it in the hands of men. This theological shift to a man-centered gospel has continued from Charles Finney to Billy Graham to today in a continual debasing of the old gospel. The word debase, as defined by the Webster Dictionary, means to lower in status, esteem, quality, or character. The word debase in relation to money means to reduce the intrinsic value of a coin by increasing the base metal content. The debasing of the gospel by evangelists like Finney and Graham has brought us to where we are today, where sincere men, in an effort to get more results, broaden the way of salvation in ways Jesus never did. Our modern gospel today centers around the happiness of man rather than the glory of God. There is no need for repentance or a changed life of holiness. All you have to do to be saved is just accept Jesus as your personal Savior through a physical act of walking an aisle, repeating a prayer, or raising your hand. This unbiblical methodology has been accepted and adopted by the majority of churches in our land and has created multitudes of false conversions, whereby 90% of a church membership rests upon an empty religious profession, a false hope of heaven, and grave peril of being cast into hell when they die in their sins. The crusade evangelism of Graham and adopted by most Southern Baptists place an emphasis on immediate results by making it easier to become a Christian. But for this change to occur, the gospel had to be debased and the way of salvation broadened. But Jesus said, "The way to salvation is a narrow way and a straight gate, and few there be that find it. If you wanted to be his disciple, then you must take up your cross and deny yourself." He said, "Except you repent, you will surely perish." But the debased, man-centered gospel of our day has eliminated the great doctrines of the old gospel, which were ruined, redemption, repentance, and regeneration. What we are left with is a simple formula that if its steps are followed, then you are saved. Thus, since the Second Great Awakening, Christianity in America has entered a decline from which it has never recovered. And if the church continues in this self-destructive pattern, then surely our own doom is sealed. The shift from a God-centered gospel, which brought glory to God as the agent of salvation, to a man-centered gospel, whereby man is the author of his salvation, has had dire consequences. But we must ask ourselves the burning question: are men saved as a result of a decision they make, or as a result of the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit? Unfortunately, the majority of our churches in America no longer preach the true gospel, but dish out a debased version which deceives the masses by increasing church membership but damns the souls of men. We must repent and return to the old paths before it's too late.